Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, offer no resistance to the one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on the one who wants to borrow. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father, for he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brother only, what is unusual about that? Do not pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." Good evening. Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Thank you. This is always the most difficult weekend for me to preach because I always have to accomplish 3 things. First, to preach the gospel message. Second, to preach about the diocesan Lenten appeal. And third, to prepare us for this upcoming awesome season of Lent. So here we go. The gospel puts before us today an onimous task and challenge to be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect. The gospel didn't say today, be good as God is good, but to be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect. When we hear that, we already know that we are going to have to come out of our comfort zone to realize what it takes to be like God's love, His presence, and His desire. But this week and last, we were given that challenge in how to view what we tend to do that is less than perfect. It, in and of itself, may be more than we can accomplish, but it is not the call for which God desires for us. Last week, we were told that to be perfect as the Father is perfect in heaven, it's more than refraining from murder. It's refraining from anger and replacing it with patience and understanding. To be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect, last week in the gospel, we were reminded that it's not enough to refrain from adulterous relationships, but to refrain from anything that is lustful. To always act in the purity of our heart. To be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect. Jesus challenged us last week not to just speak the truth in the face of God, but to refrain from anything that diminishes that truth, so that when we speak, we elevate not only ourselves, but others into the presence of God. To be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect, it is important for us to understand that who we are, according to the law and the teachings of the church, is a bar not to aim for, but one to go above and beyond. Today, the gospel challenges us in a similar way, to be perfect as God is perfect, to see those for whom in our lives encounter, not to judge, not to hate, but to love, and to bring forth an opportunity for them to see the love of God. To be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect looks like this. It's a calling. A calling that is more than just keeping the precepts of the law. It's a call to do His will. To be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect, it's a calling. Above loving your neighbor, to a calling of treating them with compassion, forgiveness, and mercy. To be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect is a calling not to simply be charitable and lend a hand to those who are in most need of God's mercy within your reach, but it's a call of selfless, sacrificial love that looks exactly like the crucified Christ. Our reading today really reflect our opening prayers. Both of our opening prayers from last week and this week are asking God to help us to create a dwelling place that is worthy of Him. Last week we prayed, Lord, You teach us that You love a heart that is just and true. So with Your grace, fashion within us that dwelling place of holiness. And this evening, to allow us to have that dwelling place for which You dwell, so it may overflow in the lives of those whom we serve. What does it look like when we fashion this place of God's perfect love? It looks exactly like how one's heart must recognize that we welcome into our lives Christ Jesus, who served His Father by doing His will. It looks like the place for which we invite the merciful Christ, who not only spoke the words of love your neighbor, love your enemies more, to give another cheek, to go the extra mile, to give the cloak off your back, all the things that we see Him do on His way to Calvary, to offer a place for the merciful Christ, so that we can love with that mercy with one another. It looks like the heart that welcomes in the crucified Christ, who was so selfless that His giving wasn't just for those who knew who He was, but even more so for those who did not know what they were doing. A charity that goes beyond what we desire to give, to be giving in a selfless way. How perfect it is for us to end this time with these two weekends as we approach the Lenten journey. To say to ourselves, I don't want to be good this Lent, as God is good to me. I want to be perfect as He first created us in His image and likeness. And that's why we take on the ashes of our forehead as we begin the Lenten journey, to remind us that without His presence, without Him dwelling within us, and we being a dwelling place of truth and justice, we are dust. Our lives are nothing. But when we invite Him there, as we discipline ourselves, as we convert that painful realignment to God's will, God's mercy, and selfless love, we are full of life in the resurrection. The Lenten journey affords us the opportunity to see that this ominous task that is before us is one that can be accomplished if we prepare ourselves, dispose ourselves to His grace that can fashion us in that image that shows His love. When we began to use the Lenten season as the appeal for the diocesan works and ministries of the church, it was appropriate because the sacrifice that was asked for us to enter into is one that allows us to go beyond what is good to the painful sacrifice of desiring to do the work of Christ beyond our own work. The Diocesan Lenten Appeal calls upon the parishes to respond with that kind of love. And as you know, our parish has always asked to do more than so many others, because you are generous. You are sacrificial in your love. And our parish is pretty big. But the part about our parish being pretty big is the part that I really want to speak about tonight. Because as big as our parish is, only 20% of the people help us reach our goal. And others do not even participate at all. And that is where perfection comes in. That we set aside what we think is necessary and use it as an opportunity of charity beyond the reach of ourselves. The diocese this year is really focusing on those who have not given pledges, and said, those who have not given pledges in the past, who give a pledge for the first time in the last 5 years, that pledge, that money, will stay in the parish to do the work of the church here at Immaculate Conception. That the work of the diocese is so important as well, but yet to focus on how we begin to realize that charity begins at home. The two things I love about the Diocesan Lenten Appeal and the work of the diocese is many, but two that I really like to focus on this year is how much, over 11% of what is collected by the diocese is distributed to help the ministry of the priests, their pastoral ministry in the hospitals, to give us the assistance that is necessary in training for people to serve in the parish. And another large part is to support vocations. An immediate and big part of that is to fund the opportunity to have an international priest program, to have bishops, especially from the Philippines, to send priests to serve us and with us. And I think we've been overwhelmingly blessed with Father Roniel. I think, in my opinion, he is one of the best priests I've ever worked with. He's a priest that shows great humility and kindness and love. And he's helping me to grow, to be a better priest as well. And we wouldn't have that if the funds weren't there for the diocese to obtain and work these programs of sharing the international priests. Those things are so important that when we give, we shouldn't think of the diocese is a place far from here, but the service it brings in our midst. Our personal goal, our parish goal, is to be able to upgrade the third floor of the administration building, to upgrade its HVAC system as well as its electrical system, which is antiquated from the 50s. And the reason why that's really important for me is that that will give little Father Roniel heat. Seriously, it's cold up there. He sleeps with his coat on. But to give comfort to that man who serves us so well. to further the ministry of our parish and the use of that space for the catechesis of Good Shepherd, for the rite of Christian initiation of adults, those who are becoming Catholic, as well as the place for offices and the private dwelling place of our parochial vicar. Lent is a time of conversion and belief that God, with his grace, can fashion a place within us, a dwelling place within us that allows us to share in his perfection. So what should our mission look like this week as we approach the Lenten journey? It should be that we really desire that 2020 vision to be able to follow the Lord towards perfection in a selfless love, in a desire to do God's will above the law, and to learn to love, not those who are comfortable to love, but to love with compassion, mercy, and forgiveness. We do this by paying attention to the Lenten journey of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. We go outside our comfort zone by giving generously to the Diocesan Lenten Appeal for the works of the bishop, the works that we receive, and the works of our parish. If we do these things, then we know that the onerous task of being perfect is a far greater call than being good. For when we set the bar low and fail, we fall here. When we set it high and we fail, we're far above what we ever imagined we could do. With God's grace and love, with your kindness and generosity, not only will we be successful in the mission that is put forth for us by our bishop, but also the mission and call of Jesus: become perfect as his Father is perfect. If you do these things throughout the Lenten journey, you will find and come to realize that the vision you seek is clearly that of Christ, the crucified Lord, the merciful Lord, the servant of the Father. If you do this, Easter joy will be yours. And I promise, I will do the same.